American Payroll Association and its more than 20,000 members have launched a nationwide public awareness campaign that pays tribute to the nearly 150 million people who work in the United States and the payroll professionals who support the American system by paying wages, reporting worker earnings, and withholding federal employment taxes. And whereas payroll professionals in Wrangell, Alaska play a key role in maintaining the economic health of Wrangell, carrying out such diverse tasks as paying into the unemployment insurance system, providing for payroll withholdings for employee benefits, providing information for child support enforcement, and carrying out tax withholding, reporting, and depositing. And whereas payroll departments collectively spend more than $2.4 trillion annually complying with myriad federal and state wage and tax laws, and whereas payroll professionals have become increasingly proactive in educating both the business community and the public at large about payroll and payroll tax withholding, and whereas the week in which Labor Day falls has been proclaimed National Payroll Week since 1996, now therefore be it resolved that I, on behalf of Mayor Stephen Pruszonka, do hereby recognize and support the efforts of the people who work in Wrangell and of the payroll profession by proclaiming the first full week of September Payroll Week for Wrangell, Alaska. And I'd like to recognize our payroll clerk for the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, Alicia Molin. And present this to you. All right, thank you. All right, item two, roll call, please.
Righty, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison?
Here.
DeLong? Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
DeBoard?
Here.
And Mayor Pruszonka? Okay.
All right, amendments to the agenda.
Madam Mayor, we are going to ask for 13A to be removed from the agenda. We will be putting that back on the agenda on September 24th. I thought I had all the information I needed to provide you with this, and it turned out that I did not, so I apologize.
Okay. Any other amendments? May I suggest an assembly member move item 13J, that discussion item, in place of 13A under new business. So that our department head can get home at a decent hour.
Oh. So you want to move 13J to 13A?
Correct.
Also move?
It doesn't need to be a motion. Oh. It could just be as long as there's no objections.
Okay. All right. Anyone object? All right.
No.
So be it. All right. Conflict of interest. Any assembly member have a conflict of interest with any item on the agenda? Hearing none. Persons to be heard.
There are no persons to be heard.
All right. Consent agenda. Need a motion.
I'll move to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. Second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Okay. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just have a handful of things to add today. The first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to thank the members of the Wrangell Police Department for the hard work that they did in the case with the the crime spree that took place over the weekend on Friday. They worked diligently to bring that person into custody and to get charges passed, and I just want to say thank you. I also want to say thank you to the community members who provided their eyewitness accounts and their surveillance footage to help find the suspect. So thank you very much to the community and to the police department for that. I wanted to let the assembly know that we had a really outstanding meeting with the school. It was last week, and actually Amber scheduled that because we wanted to have a conversation about the there is an annual CIP program at the state where they provide grant funding for school projects specifically. And there are a number of things that have to be in place here, and Amber has been working with Josh Blatchley at the school to see if we couldn't get a grant application in for this year, and unfortunately we are not going to be able to, but they are working diligently to put things in place so that they can for next year. And so we talked about that. We also talked about responsibility with CIP projects and maintenance of the building. We talked about how the school would be able to use the $100,000 that was put aside for maintenance. And so we will be bringing something to the assembly probably at the next meeting that specifies some parameters as to how that's done, because we want everybody to be on the same page. And one of the other great things that we talked about is shared maintenance between the school maintenance personnel and the borough maintenance personnel. And so I'll be writing a little report about that. Our maintenance personnel has keys to the school and has done walkthroughs that they're familiar with something, so that if Josh is unavailable, their maintenance staff is unavailable and there's an emergency, our maintenance staff can respond. And what we talked about is these are borough buildings. Even though the school uses them, they're our responsibility, and we need to make sure that they're safe and operating appropriately. But so with there only being one maintenance staff really at the school, from time to time they're going to need assistance. But from time to time we may also need assistance here. And so we talked about shared usage of our maintenance staff. And so that's something we're going to be fleshing out a little bit more. We're also going to be helping the school with some vehicle maintenance along the same parameters that we charge out for our own departments to do vehicle maintenance as well. And although this wasn't discussed at the meeting, one of the things that has come up is the ALICE training. I did send out information to the assembly members about that about a week ago as well. Connor Phillips, our officer, went to ALICE training, as did Josh Blatchley. He's doing training on Thursday for the school district. And Connor Bruce, acting police chief, has authorized some overtime for Connor to be able to help share in that training. So we'll be working together and hopefully coming up with some joint drills and other things in the near future.
Did you discuss bulk purchasing?
We did not. Not very much. We did talk about that. We talked about other things too, like insurance and other stuff. So there are a lot of synergies that we have the ability to work through. One of the other things that I mentioned via email to the superintendent and Kate, our Parks and Rec director, has followed up with is shared facility usage for Parks and Rec programs, school programs. So that's another thing we're going to be dealing with. So anyway, lots of positive movement with the school. The other thing I wanted to just remind the listening public of, yesterday the assembly had a work session, basically an interview presentation with Alaska Permanent Capital Management as the potential new manager of our permanent fund assets. And so we will be bringing a contract to the assembly at the next meeting for consideration of the assembly there. And we are working on putting a consultant in place to do a compensation study for the city. And we will be following up here in the next week with a meeting with that the consultant that the committee determined they wanted to try to move forward with. And so we'll be bringing that to the assembly in the very near future as well. The other thing I wanted to let the assembly know, I will be sending out a travel schedule for you. I mentioned in a previous KYP, August and September are a little crazy, and there's a lot going on, so I want you guys to understand what's going on. I have family actually arriving in Wrangell tomorrow for a few days, and then I'm going to travel with them to Valdez on Sunday for a few days to visit my mom. And then Southeast Conference is in September in Sitka, and then at the end of the month there's a SEPA meeting in Petersburg. So along with all of the things we have going on, September's going to be a very busy month. So I will be obviously working wherever I'm at, and we'll be keeping you guys up to speed on what's going on. And I think that's all I've got right now.
Any questions? Somebody? Right. Borough clerk's file.
Okay. I just have a couple of things. For Southeast Conference, Assemblymember DeLong is going to be attending with Lisa and I believe Cindy and Carol.
And Roland, and actually,
Roland,
as well.
Right.
They have a compliment.
Yeah.
Line.
That's good. Go ahead.
I apologize. I did. I completely forgot. I apologize. Do over. We are going to be submitting a request to host the 2021 Southeast Conference. That's part of the reason why Cindy is going to the conference, one, so that she can see one and understand what goes into that. And she is also going to be giving the presentation on the bid to bring Southeast Conference. When I was in Soldotna at AML a couple of weeks ago in the Alaska Municipal Managers Summer Meeting, I got asked if we would be interested in hosting a summer managers and AML meeting in the near future, and I said yes, so we could possibly see that 2021-2022 some time frame. They needed to look at the calendar, but we'll be putting something together for that here in the near future as well. So that's exciting.
Anything else?
I do.
Your borough clerk?
I do.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Declaration for candidacy ends. I have it in my clerk's report as August 31st, but it's August 30th, this Friday at 4. I have just a quick rundown for the two seats that are available. I have Assemblymember Gilbert and Assemblymember Decker have submitted their declarations. And for the one-year unexpired terms, I have Assemblymember Morrison, who has turned in her declaration. I've had a couple of people pick up packets, so that's great. For Port Commission, I don't have any at this time. For School Board, there's 2 3-year terms available, and Jamie Howell has submitted her name for one of those seats, and the other one I haven't received any, but I did have somebody pick up a packet. And then I have a 1-year unexpired and a 2-year unexpired, and I don't have those. So if anybody's listening out there, come in and pick up a packet due by 4 o'clock this Friday. And then also just on the agenda, item 13D, the motion says move to approve resolution number 08-19-1481, but it should be 08-19-1478. And that the title is correct. It's just the motion is not correct. So, and that's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Mayor and Assembly business. Any Assembly members have anything to report? Assembly Member Decker.
I have a couple of things. Lisa and I, a little while ago, I'm losing track of time, attended a meeting with the International Joint Commission with three of the commissioners, I think it was, three or four, here in the chambers. Tis Peterman is a part of what's called the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. So this is all about the mining in British Columbia and the potential impacts to Alaska. Tis has been giving me some updates on what they've been doing. They wrote to Senator Murkowski to thank her for her involvement in bringing the commissioners to Wrangell and other places in Alaska. They're also holding a meeting in Bellingham with some other tribal groups, including some First Nations groups from BC and other tribes in Alaska. She wants to keep in contact with the assembly, with the city, so if there's any cross-communication that's, positive, or, if there's some needs, some things that we would like to make sure are sort of considered, she's open to that. So we're just going to keep in contact going forward, and I think that was a really good meeting just to make, the commissioners don't typically do that, don't typically go around to communities and meet people face-to-face, particularly in person, not just staff. So I think it shows a level of interest, but they also have certain constraints that they can, of what kind of activities that they can take part in. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from that. The other thing is the Wrangell Cooperative Association held a meeting jointly with some city folks, and I participated with that. Carl Rushmore and others were there, and they've been going through this like economic development planning process. They did a community survey, and so the results they presented were not the final, but sort of a draft of an action plan around that. There are three kind of primary actions, and a couple of them, two of them involved MOUs with the city. So this is just kind of an outline of what they want to do in the next year or two or three. And so they will be coming to the assembly and kind of talking about that once that gets finalized. And they plan to work closely with the with the manager and others on development of these MOUs. But one that I think they potentially would like to get a little more clear about some of the potential activities to work together with the city on. And then the second one would be very much focused on the Institute property. And I'm actually really excited about it because, you know, we've been struggling with, we want to develop that, but we don't have the money really. So we've been talking about, you know, doing pieces at a time, but realistically we're still struggling with the big thing, which is money. However, it's come to everyone's attention that there's possibilities that if pieces of it, not necessarily all of it, but potentially if pieces of the Institute were sort of developed in cooperation between the two entities, there might be ways that they could find funding to get that accomplished. So we have to look into all of that. There's a lot of details still to be worked out, but I think that's pretty exciting. Particularly also with the history of the site. So we can really look at a way of working with the local tribe to turn it into a real positive. So that's pretty exciting, I think. And then the Economic Development Committee met and, you know, we talked about a few things. We got an update from the Forest Service about their new planning structure around the
Central Tongass land.
Oh, I have copies.
Landscape
of it.
Level analysis.
So we have that
to hand out to you.
It's huge.
And yes. Clint actually hoped to be here this evening to speak to that, but he got called away to Clint, the new district mm-hmm. ranger. He got called away to Oregon for some fire stuff he had to deal with. So.
So yeah, there's actually two mm-hmm. like binders or parts of it. And what we found out and the presentation to the EDC is the kind of meat and potatoes of it is actually in the appendix part. Which actually talks about what they're planning to do. It's kind of a different approach to planning, and there's a public comment period open right now. Comments are due September 16th, I believe. So the EDC, wanted Carol to sort of draft some comments, but we kind of also assumed that they would really be coming from the city. So the EDC will sort of feed ideas to Carol to incorporate, and I think the draft would have to come to the assembly, what, September 10th?
10th, yep.
For approval.
I apologize, Mayor. Assemblymember Decker's comments about WCA reminded me I received an email from Esther Ashton of WCA, and so that the public knows, the WCA is hosting tonight and tomorrow night Alaska Natives Without Land, and this is the basically landless issue that they're dealing with. They're having a shareholders meeting tonight, and then tomorrow from 7 to 9 at the Nolan Center, they're having a Wrangell Residents Community meeting. So anybody that's interested in hearing about that, please encourage you to attend at the Nolan Center tomorrow.
Assembly Member Decker.
And one more thing, kind of piggybacking on that reminded me. There, this Friday. I think they're having an open house around their new office building.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
from 12 to 3 p.m., I believe.
Thank you.
All right. Any other assembly members? Any other reports? All right, item 10, mayor and assembly appointments. We have none, so we'll go to items under 11, and these involve public hearings. So item 11A, ordinance number 966 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 3.05.020, order of business of the Wrangell Municipal Code. And I will declare a public open. Are there any comments on this item 11A from the public? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to adopt ordinance number 966.
Second.
Second, all right. Do we have an administrative report? This is housekeeping.
No, this is housekeeping
item.
Yes.
All right, any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 11B, ordinance
I'm sorry, can I just say one thing? That this, it is a housekeeping, but this is going to change the meeting time from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Correct.
And so, and I'll make sure that that is republished in the newspaper and blast it out there so people know.
All right. So they won't get confused on the change of times. All right. Item 11B, ordinance number 967 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing sections of Chapter 1.20 of the Wrangell Municipal Code in their entirety and establishing a new process for introducing and adopting ordinances and amending Section 1.12.070 resolutions of the Wrangell Municipal Code. I will declare a public hearing open. Is there any comment from the public on this item, 11B? All right, hearing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 967.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. Do we have an administrative report on this?
So this is just essentially just to make it so that throughout the code, it just makes more sense. So adopting or the process for adopting an ordinance is in line with how the charter reads and also how the resolutions are handled.
And I had one problem with this particular ordinance. If you look in Section 2C, the wording I'd like to have changed, and I believe the clerk has a fix for it, but it talks about an affirmative vote of the majority of the total authorized membership of the assembly. And then further down, it talks about a majority of the membership present when the vote is taken.
So I can change it to say an ordinance shall be set for public hearing by the affirmative vote of the membership present. So just to make it consistent. And so I already changed that, and I don't believe that that would require, that's not a substantial.
A third hearing.
Do we need to add a majority to that? Affirmative vote of the majority of the membership present?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Any discussion, any objection, assembly members, to that?
Again, just to make sure everybody knows, this allows if there are only, if a majority of the assembly is three, that allows us to pass something with, three.
Correct. Before it was four, wasn't it?
Right.
You had to have four.
But that is not in line with what the charter says.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. All right. Any other discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 11C, our last public hearing item. Proposed ordinance number 968 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing section 15.18.070, collection or disposal fees in its entirety, and establishing a new process for fees in chapter 15.18, garbage of the Wrangell Municipal Code. So I will open a public hearing. Is there anyone in the public who'd like to comment on this item? All right, hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and ask for administrative report so the public understands.
So, or a motion. Motion.
Okay, I'll ask for a motion first.
I'll move to approve ordinance number 968.
Second.
Okay.
So what this does is it takes the fee structure for solid waste fees out of the code and allows for it to be passed by the assembly by resolution. We did this similarly with parks and rec fees, and we will likely be doing this systematically with most of the fees we have. But it's my understanding that Assemblymember Gilbert has something she'd like to request as part of this.
I had a couple of problems with this. I like the idea that our fees are no longer in the code because it just really messes it up. But I don't like the idea of passing fees by resolution without a proper public notice or public hearing. And we owe it to the public to disclose as much as possible. And I talked with our borough clerk and asked her to come up with a fix. Originally, I thought we could post notice in the media that there may be rates increased, and that would maybe, you know, 2 weeks before the assembly meeting, that would give proper notice. But I believe she came up with even a better idea. So,
well, right. So doing that, that would be the same procedure as doing a public hearing. And there's nothing that prohibits us from having a public hearing with a resolution.
Or a public workshop.
Right, or a work session, right. So I believe that it would be the best fix, and to make sure that it's done, not just an internal policy, but that it's actually done, is to add to the ordinance that the resolution would be that a public hearing would be set for that resolution. And so after we were speaking, we said that would be a good idea to add that to the ordinance. And so, but I think that we should probably, if the assembly agrees to that, then we should bring it back to another reading at the September 10th meeting. And so, and if we're going to do that, then we should probably not, or we should not address item 13C, which is the resolution that adopts the fee schedule. And we should just bring that all back to the September 10th meeting with those fixes.
What do you think, Assembly? Anyone have any comments, or Assembly Member Decker?
I like it. In general, I just have maybe a little bit like a clarifying question. So, so my understanding is that when we remove the fees from the ordinance, we will replace it with some language that would say fees will be set by resolution, including the requirement to have a public hearing.
Right.
I like that.
Sounds cool. I'll play around with that a little bit.
And I think that should be for all, and when we go forward, mm-hmm. as we're changing fees, all of them should mm-hmm. be like that.
So should we have them move to postpone to the next meeting?
Yes. So,
okay, and before we do move to postpone, both items, we'll move to do that. I have another correction, I believe, where you see the 15.18.070, mm-hmm. It says the assembly may, by resolution, establish fees. If we're going to do this, I think that should be shall,
mm-hmm.
by
right.
resolution.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Yep. No problem.
All right. Any other discussion on this item?
So if the motion could be to postpone and to not consider item 13C, because It hasn't been brought on the table, so it doesn't need to be, that item doesn't need to be postponed.
Oh.
But it just needs to be stated that it's not going to be considered.
Considered, right. Okay, I move to postpone ordinance number 968 and to, how do we want to say that?
Not consider.
Not consider resolution number 13C.
And 13C.
Second.
So we have a motion, second. Any discussion? All right, poll vote, please.
Okay. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, on to new business. We have item 13J up. This is a discussion item, proposed staff changes in the electric department. So there's no motion required. Can we have our electrical superintendent approach and give us your name?
My name is Rodney D. Rhodes. I am the a resident of Wrangell and the electrical superintendent here in Wrangell for the Department of Light and Power. And I would like to address Vice Mayor Gilbert and members of the assembly. And I would like to ask if you have a copy in your packet of a memo I wrote that kind of details my talking points here. Did you see that? Okay. Basically, what I have identified here is a couple of needs within the staffing levels of the Light and Power Department. One of them has to do with looking to the future, and I see a deficiency around our powerhouse operator, our powerhouse lead operator. We have one individual for that position. He does his job very well. However, he is one person, and he holds a lot of knowledge. He holds a developed skill sets that are unique to power generation, and I want to prepare for the future in that he may get sick. In any case that he might not be at his position, our department would be at risk. For the skill set that he has, and also the institutional knowledge that he has.
We do allow him to take vacation.
Yes. And I expect that at one point he's going to come to me and say, Rod, I'm tenuring my notice to retire at some point. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's got gray hair like I do, and so I imagine that at some point he will want to retire. To that end, I want to add another position, and that is a position that I call the diesel electrical mechanical apprentice. I want to put somebody in our lead operator's hip pocket, as it were, to school under him. To learn not only the uniqueness of being able to make these diesel generators play well together, because with the new systems that we have, the SCADA systems that we've added to the generators, how they play well together and how they mesh together is not a skill that just anybody can pick up and do. So I want that knowledge to be passed along. Additionally, we have the EMDs, the generators. They're old. They have kind of, if you will, kind of unique mechanical characteristics. So it would behoove us to have somebody to learn that. The uniqueness of those generators, not only just the generator end of it, but also the engine portion of it as well. In part, because of some changes that the department has gone through recently, and we lost a person that held the title of meter reader/groundman, we would also take that portion of the groundman person or function, and we would also put that with the apprentice job as well. I've identified this to be I propose that this would be a grade 19 position, and a grade 19